My name is Jesse, and I work with small businesses in the government marketplace. You're listening to FedBiz 5, where you get informed, get connected, and get results on everything government contracting. Hello, and welcome to another episode of FedBiz 5. Today, we have Tanya Christ joining us. She is the owner of Insight Consulting Group. She's here to tell us a little bit about what she does and her experience working with FedBiz Access. Hello, and how are you, Tanya?
I'm doing great, thank you. How about you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for asking. Now, can you provide a brief explanation of your business?
Sure, yes. No, absolutely. And I appreciate the opportunity to do this with you guys. My company, Insight Consulting Group, specializes in several core competencies. For the most part, it's economic development consulting, site selection and location exercises for industries, infrastructure development. How do we get communities, states, regions ready to recruit jobs and investment? And we also specialize in construction and understanding how to construct facilities for manufacturing facilities that are locating throughout the country.
Wonderful. That sounds pretty interesting. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Like, where are you from and what got you to start this business?
I'm actually from Greenville, South Carolina. I am a Clemson grad. Go Tigers. I came right out of grad school and went to work for a large company called Fluor Corporation. They're an engineering procurement construction firm. And I got involved in the site selection industry. And that was interesting because it had a lot to do with not only construction, but also figuring out where a company needs to locate based on labor, based on the site that it needs to land on, et cetera. So I got a lot of exposure to things like community development, economic development, site selection, location strategies, workforce development, et cetera. So I started the company because I have a desire to help, I guess, communities, the federal government, states spend their money well. When I say well, I mean spend it in a way that they get a return on their investment by putting in water and sewer, electric, natural gas.
Oh, okay. Wow. What made you decide to go with FedBiz Access to assist you in GovCon?
Yes. Well, out of sheer frustration and lack of understanding of how to get it done by myself, yes, I decided to try to do it on my own, which was a huge mistake that cost me a lot of time and money.
Yeah.
And then, you know, FedBiz was recommended to me by a colleague to rescue me. And that's exactly what occurred. I had stagnated. And it was a laborious process. As soon as I made the call to FedBiz, got specifically Claire on board, we started moving and moving fast, made all the difference in the world.
So it sounds like you had a pretty good experience working with FedBiz Access, right?
An extraordinary experience. Yes. I mean, it was amazing because literally the FedBiz team picked up the process and ran with it and then just used me on an as-needed basis. So I could continue to try to develop my work and to execute work while getting certified. So, I can't say enough about how FedBiz literally got me to my dream of getting to work in this arena of federal, local, city government contracting.
Right.
Yes.
Do you have a success story that you would like to share with our listeners?
Yes. As a matter of fact, my process of doing it myself had stalled out for about 18 months. And got FedBiz on board with me. And within about 5 months, and that part of that, why was the problem? Within about 5 months, I was certified not only in the with the women-owned small business, but also the WBE. And within the next month, I had a contract with a community.
Oh, wow.
So the return on the investment, you know, it was amazing. FedBiz far outworked what they cost me. Absolutely. And the return on my investment was immediate.
Wow. No, that sounds amazing. I mean, that's pretty good turnaround, definitely. Especially when you said you're like, you just were overwhelmed and they kind of took the reins for you. So that's really cool. Before we go, one last question. Are there any tips for businesses new to government contracting that you would like to share?
Other than just, I'm sorry, but I just can't say this enough. And I've said this behind your guys' back. Just utilize FedBiz as a resource, because I have been completely new to this arena And every the step of the way now, even after I've gotten my certification, I'm relying on FedBiz to help me build a website, to help me build my capability statement, all the things I need to be successful. The biggest tip I would give everybody is to engage FedBiz now so that not only do you get your certification and it's a lot easier, but also you got a teammate in this process to help you continue to be successful.
Right. And answer questions along the way so you can concentrate more on engaging, right?
Absolutely. Because the problem was the process was costing me so much time. It was also costing me the ability to put work in place to earn a living. And so FedBiz took that piece over and executed in that arena for me so that I could continue to work to support the process. So, yes.
Well, Tanya, I got to say thank you so much. That's some kind words. I'm glad that FedBiz was able to help you. And we hope you continue your success.
Thank you so much.
You got it.
I look forward to being teammates. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming on and take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
This concludes this week's episode of FedBiz 5, where you get informed, get connected, and get results. Today's podcast is sponsored by FedBiz Access, government contracting made simple. Visit them at FedBizAccess.com or contact them at 888-299-4498.